First off, I'd like to thank, it's a pleasure to be here in London. I'm here for Simcha. But this is the greatest of Simcha. Start the Torah, the day the Torah away. This is the greatest of Simcha for Alamin. They thank the Gabayim, the Yitzchowitz, for organizing me to be here with you today. I actually like the idea that he put my picture all over town. Now you know I'm a most wanted man. That was an American joke, but okay. I'd like to talk about two things. I want to talk about chinuch, and I want to talk about our own chinuch. I want to talk about our children's chinuch, and I want to talk about what I'm going to get to. I'll tell you that the punchline is what we call the lack of motivation. We see a lack of motivation among our youth, and I see it. I deal with it a lot, and this is what I sort of like to deal with, how to educate ourselves and our children so that we should, the opposite should be true. Let's start with the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara says like this. Amar Rav Elazar's famous piece of Gemara. Amar Rav Elazar, Kol Adam La'amol Nivra. A man was created to work. Shenema, Ki La'am Adam La'amol Yulad. A man was born to work. We're working creatures. The Eibishter created us to work. Eini yodea im la'amo penivra im la'amo malacha. I don't know when it says in that pasuk what we were created. We were created to work. I don't know if it means amo peh, working with one's mouth, or la'amo malacha, working with one's hands, doing work. Kishiyome ki akaf alapiu habiyame la'amo penivra. There's a pasuk in Mishle akalapiu that a person should work with one's mouth. I don't know whether it means la'amol Torah, working in the learning in Torah, or talking. The Torah should never leave your mouth. Even that pasuk, the Eibishter wants us to be amol in Torah. V'hainu d'amar Rava. Cool, goofy, the rabataki nevenahu. All bodies were created to work. Tuvei the best, the zaka to have your rabataki beraisu. But the ones who are zaycha have their work is in Torah. This Gemara is unbelievable. The Gemara starts out the Adam the Amal Yulat. That's the extra zak we have to hear. That is the first line of Mesilas Yesharim. That a man was created to work. Yisod haChasidus Yesharish Avoda Tnima. She's bara, the Yisami says, well, other macha vaso balamo, what is a man's obligation in this world? Lamasarak shiasi ma bata ma gamasa, what does he have to see, put his sights on? But call asher hu amel kol yimei chaya. We're going to work. As they state, the Gemara, the beginning of the Mesilas Yesharim, the handbook of Jewish life. We're going to work. Shalom's what we're working for. But we're going to work. Adam la'amo yulak. Now listen to this Gemara. The Gemara had a havamina. Dama Malacha. A man was created to work physically, to get out there and work. What kind of havamin is that? That's our taklit, to break our back all day long. Is that what the Eibishter wanted? Difficult havamin. The Chabad Chaim says chat. He says like this, as it says in Pirkei Avos, Yafa Tarein Derech Eretz, Shegiya Shnei Mishkakas Avon. Right? Yafa, good is Tarein Derech Eretz, my working and learning. Working in both destroys sin. And the pshat is as follows. If we're working, we're busy, and we're not sinning. So a person would just be working, even though it's not quite exactly what we think life is all about, but if we have a madrega of Yerushalayim, there'd be Isaac in this world, and he wouldn't be involved in sin. That's the Havamina, as they state in the Chavetz Chaim. Then it comes to Amal Sicha. Sicha, talking. What kind of havamin is that? Talking. When a person was created to talk. Well, let's think about it. When it says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu breathed into man, a nefesh, chayim, what does the Targum says? Ruach mamala, the ability to speak. What is the defining element of a mensch, if not his koyach of dibor? That which differentiates us from the animal kingdom is our ability to talk. My brother-in-law has a African Amazon bird, and I'm cholik on him, that's not called talking. Okay? That's not called speaking. I'm talking about communication. Right? The man's difference from an animal is his ability to speak. And that's what the Targum Winkler says. So I would think that's the ikra of man. Kamash Milan, no, it's Torah. I wanted to hear another Nakuda here. If you think about it, these three things are not stam. There are three levels we know, three basic levels of a man's neshama. Right? You have your nefesh, you have your ruach, and you have your neshama. There are three levels. Nefesh is that part, the lowest part of our nefesh is that which we share in common with the animal kingdom, with the behemoth. That's our life force, so to speak. The ability to live. Ruach is the emotional element. Seichel, a neshama, is our intellectual element. These three things are what's being spoken about l'chor in this Gemara. There are three elements of shleimus. There are three possible ways that a man can achieve an element of perfection of shleimus in this world. One is with his guf, his nefesh. One is with his ruach, and one is with his neshama. The guf is ma'isi adayin. We work with our hands. Right? Man, that's the other thing, by the way, which differentiates us from the animal kingdom, is the ability to build. I might see a dime. You notice, by the way, a mensch. You're already looking at me, I'm looking at you. What makes us different? You see my face, and you see my hands. Right? When we dress a little bit different, we're not dressed properly. That's kind of a musag that's left about. Right? As my father used to say, that people are going along in distress. But that shouldn't be much be on us. This is a mensch. My see a dime, and my pawning. Is that my pawning? You see my mouth, you see into my neshama. That's a mensch. So the mighty Adayim is the shlemus of nefesh. That's the Aleph. So the Avim in the Gemara is the Amo, Adam, the Amo. You know what it means? You have to work. Meaning, the shlemus of goof. The shlemus of the mighty Adayim. That's Aleph. That's the Avim. Then the second Madrega is the Ruach. Sicha. When you talk to somebody else, you communicate. That is the level of the Ruach. That's our emotional level. We do that through our mouth. Sicha, without Torah, means chesed, talking with the mouth, helping somebody. Then on the chavero, ahavtarecha kamocha, right, the relationship between a man and a wife. This is all with the mouth. That is the pshat, the relationship between a person and another person is through mikoyach, the dibur, and that's the yichud of a mensch, and that's the koyach habruach. And the third thing is the shleimus in the seichel, the neshama, and the ultimate being the shleimus in Torah. These are the three possible perfections a man can achieve, and that's why the Gemara says maybe a man was created la'amal in one of those two, three, these three. Kamashwana, the Gemara is amal Torah. But the yisod of all three is amal. That's number one. Number two is as follows. Let's take this a step further. Let's try to understand that this is l'chor pshat, helps us understand a pshat in a brisa. Tana Rabbanan, ha'av chayiv b'beno l'mulo. A man has five obligations on his son, right? One is he has to mal him, he has to circumcise him. Two, l'vdoiso, to redeem him, pidyon aben. L'lam du Torah, to teach him Torah. L'asiyo isha, to get him a wife. L'lam du umnos. Get him a wife, right? I'm kind of that with my dear Mechutin over here. Yeah? Well, Lalanda Umnus to teach him an Umnus. But Yeshomim Atlasita Vamayim. And some say also to teach him how to swim. Let's think about it. So the first two are as follows. Bris Mila is a Haknasula Bris, is the Mehus, is the essence of what a Jew is. If you think about it, what separates us from the Arabs? The Arabs also do Bris, but they do when they're 13. As a matter of fact, Yishmael Taina and Yitzchak, why are you waiting? You know, I did it when I was 13, the Mormon Sias Nefesh. Test is as follows. If we would do it when we're 13, it would be another mitzvah. You put on a pair of tefillin, you do all the mitzvahs, you get a bris milah. Painful. But it'd be another mitzvah. When you do it 8 days, that's the closest time to the later that's possible. That's the essence of what we are. It's not just noch another mitzvah. It's the taich of what a mensch of a Jewish person is. He's got a bris. He's mohol. He's got a kesher with the Bnei Shalom. He has the ability to achieve kedusha. That's the essence of what we are. That's the first thing a man has to do with his son. And ultimately that bris leads to the ability to learn Torah. That's mevorah in the mefarshim. Lidoso, a man has a kedusha, where the firstborn were redeemed, they were the Eibishter to pass over them, etc. We have to remove, give the our sons the ability to that unused potentiality, the kedusha, which cannot be manifested today as the firstborn in our home to do the kabbalas, etc. That has to be released. So we have to redeem our sons. After that, what are there? Three things. Listen, what's going on? The first one is to teach him Torah. That's shleimus of the neshama. The second one is to get him a wife. That's shleimus of ruach. The third one to teach him umnas. That's shleimus of guf. V'yesh omrim to teach him how to swim. What's the pshat in that? Teaching a kid how to swim, that a man lives. We live on the land, but we also there's water, and we go in the water occasionally, and we travel over the water, etc. We have to know how to swim, because that's the only... We have to give our children the ability to miskayim. We have to teach our children the ability to live in this world. How are you going to live? So you have to have a job, you have to have a wife, you have to have Torah, you have to know how to swim. They show me that that's also called giving a person the key, ability to exist. These are the three things. Now let's think about these three things. If you think about it as follows. We know that there's a such a thing, but man, only Malam there's Torah, and my Vinny Torah. There's a Mahalak, a person can only teach his son Torah. And he's part of Umnas. There's such a thing, Reb Shimon Yechai. You can teach a child only Umnas, only Torah. There's such a Mahalak. We also know Ben Azai, Chashka Liba the Torah. In other words, we find that that you can have a shleimus in Torah. There are such people; they don't need the other two. There's such a thing as being chash kaliba Torah, being a parish leganson, that he can have a shleimus in Torah. He doesn't need the other two. But for the average, the normal person, there are three parts of a man's life. There's his umnas, there's his wife, there's his family, and then there's his spirituality. There's his connection with the Bona Shalom. And all three of them, we have to give to our children. And those are the three levels of shleimus that a man can achieve. How do you achieve these shleimus in? Ba'amal. Amal means work. What's the pshat? Why is it? Why is life so... Why is it difficult? Why does it have to be difficult? You know the expression, there's no free lunch. Right? No free lunch. What does that mean? The pshat is as follows. The Kodesh Baruch Hu created a world. The purpose of this world is that we should be motzi mikayach alapoyel. That which we have internally, inside of us, we have to be mostly achus, we have to express it. Avram Avinu, ten nisyonis, that's the essence of what a man is. Why did Yiddish have to test Avram Avinu? What did Mephoshim say? What did the Medrash say? So that his fragrance should come out for all the world to see and to benefit from. What does that mean? That means what's inside has to come outside. That requires tayach. That requires effort. Without effort, there is nothing. As I put on my title, and there's no pain, there's no gain. Anything we get for free in this world, it looks great. It's gavaldic, but it's not. Let's face it. You all, yeah, most of you are working men here, I assume. You all know in your business what you did with your own seichel, with your hands, with your arvit. Oh, that you did something. But sometimes things are given to you. No. Ezu Asher Semei Bechelko. You know what? Ezu Asher Semei Bechelko. Who is the rich man, a man who is happy with his lot? Says, what's his name? Mendel Mishkalov, he says as follows, Bechelko. The pshat is, not just a person who inherits money or is given money as a matana, that's not Chelko. If he takes the money, he makes more money, that's Chelko. Ezo Asher, Samaya Bechelko, at the time, he did something. We're only happy. Only satisfaction we have is what we do. We have other things, but that doesn't give us real satisfaction. That's the free lunch. There's no free lunch. We can get a free lunch, but it's not kashmak. It's not going to get us anywhere. Now, if we think about it, this is what the essence of life is all about. We're going to be amal. And the shal is what we're going to be amal in. Notice that when it says you have to teach your son Torah, it's not that Torah is the first thing in life just when he's younger. Because Torah is the taich. All of our life, ultimately, if we can have working and can have marriage, you know, the goyim also work and the goyim also have their married lives. But without Torah, without Torah mitzvahs, these don't take on a real meaning. But these are ultimately three possible ways that a man can achieve in this world. And we have to give that to our children. So let's think about it. You know, I want to tell you a little story. When I was going in the New York City subway system, which my daughter-in-law admitted is called the subway now that she was in New York, what you people call the underground, right? And I used to go to school, and I used to travel every day in the subway, and I was schmitzing down there with all the hamonam, the minehem, all the different types of people that you find. And we schmitz down there, we used to catch, and we used to have this picture of the Bahamas. You know, this picture of the Bahamas. You know, they got the, I'm sure you have something similar. You have a picture of the Bahamas, because it's very close to America over there. You know, $99, you're going to go down to the Bahamas, have a picture of a beach. And there's this beautiful sea. Ah, you're down there, you're schlitzing, and everyone's hard. Ah. And we're going to go. Oh, yeah, we're going to go. 2 weeks. So the chat is, everybody's working for their 2 weeks in the Bahamas. By us, it's the opposite. The 2 weeks in the Bahamas, 2 weeks of vacation is that you can work. The tachlis of life is work. The shah is what you're working for. The tachlis is work. There's no such thing. A person who spends his whole life on the beach, what do we call him? He's called a playboy. He's a good for nothing. He says these people that walk around the beach all day, they're never. Never. Forget about what they're doing. They're never. They're not doing anything with their lives. We all sense that. There's something wrong. Bahadio, should know from everybody here should be well. Which our parents should be well when you pass by an old age home. Our people, unfortunately, sometimes don't have the ability to do what they used to do. They sit there. Because they can't work, they can't produce, they can't do anything. And it makes their heart go out. Because that's the inability to do anything. The ability to work, to produce. Amol is the only thing. Work is the only thing that gives a person sipuk. If we don't work, we have no sipuk. We have no satisfaction. In order to want to do something, you have to have satisfaction from it. If you have satisfaction, you'll do more. We have to have work ourselves, and we want our children to also want to work. But there's a little tenai in work. What's that? Pain. It's not easy to work. Nobody likes to work. Now let's talk about a little bit about education and where things have led. What's the shot? How do you understand? How do you understand if you have and I don't speak about anybody in particular, but I deal with bachim like this, and I've dealt with them, and it's very common. A boy doesn't get up until 11 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock in the morning. You know, they call it a bagel, Chevy. If you don't know, there's a thing called the bagel. It's a 24-hour shift. And they squeeze kriyashma in there somewhere. It's called a bagel. Then there's a half a bagel. That's sick. That's not laziness. There's little atzlus in that. Sure, there's atzlus. Person is an atzl. Doesn't want to get up in the morning. You know, he wants to fight to get up. Say that. Kumla Kari, the first time in Shulchan Aruch. It's more than that. What about a person who tells you, I'm going to be in shiur tomorrow at 9 o'clock? Doesn't come. 12 o'clock, he's in his bed. Oh, I'll be there tomorrow, Rabbi. 12 o'clock, he's in his bed. I'll be there tomorrow. He can't get out of bed. He can't get out of bed. What about people who don't get out of bed? And don't we have friends or friends' children who are in such a massive? And where does that come from? Why does that person want to get out of bed? I'll tell you why. And you all know the answer yourself. There's nothing to get out for. What do I got to get up for? Well, you tell me, well, come learn. Okay, obviously these boys are not holding learning, is not exactly speaking to them. So why don't you get out and do something else? You know, it used to be, in yeshiva, you know, you speak to a guy, okay, he's not holding by learning, so okay, I'm not going to give him, go make money. What happens to these young people who don't even have an ambition? They're lacking ambition to make money. They're lacking ambition to achieve. There's something basically wrong here. It's not just a question of, you know, he's not a Talmud Chacham. But Zayna Mensch, that's Zayna Mensch. A person has to be a human being. A human being is Lamo Yulad. Either you're going to be working in Maisi Adayim, in Umnis, you're going to be working in the community with your family. Working. Why do people have a hard time in marriage today? It's very simple. Not very simple. I mean, one of the elements is nobody's prepared to work. Work doesn't, it means physical work, it means emotional work. What is emotional work? Means pain. What does pain mean? It's not easy. The kachas are not easy. You all know, we're all married here, we know it. Life is not so simple. People have to get along, they have to come out, they're meters. That's work, that's called care, it's called effort. So, we live in a generation where people don't want to put on any effort. So there's problems. Torah for sure requires effort. The Vilna Gaon says one of the elements of business, Revur and Mishlei, the thing that keeps the person away from Torah is he thinks it's going to come on its own. Yeah, he says, well, you know, it comes to the base medrash, it's going to come on its own. You know, listen to the tape. You know, they have this thing you can learn in your sleep, right? You put on the tapes, listen to it. Now they have an iPod. You know what the iPod is? All the shtiyot in the world in one little piece. Here you get there 6,228 tapes, all in one little piece. And you can put it over here, and you can listen to number 3,608. That is a great song that was played. Why do you need so much music? Why do you need all this rubbish? But that's the chat. The people are, we're submerged in rubbish. Right? Because people are not prepared. The kids, they don't want to work because they have no seatbelt. They don't get up. There's nothing to get up for. So I decided, I've come to the conclusion, there's teaching Torah, that's Aleph. You learn Yeshiva, you have to have Torah. And that's the ultimate shleimus. Then there's the thing called Derech Eretz Kadmon Torah. Right? Derech Eretz Kadmon Torah, that's Midas, or it means Malacha. Then there's something more basic, it's called Simchas Achayim. It's being alive. If we find that our children, or sometimes ourselves, are not, if a person is getting up every day very late and doesn't have patience to do anything, it's not a question he doesn't want to learn. It goes far beyond that. There's something missing in the basic seepuk of nefesh of a person being satisfied in his life. By the way, we should go, I'll give you a mashal. A lot of times Bachurim today, and the Bachurim I come in contact with anyhow, there's a big thing, they like to lift weights. You know, they go to the weight room and they work out and this. So on the one hand, you know, it's not exactly, I don't think that's a tachlis. But, for many Bachurim, it's a limud. It teaches them by a bit of effort, you know, you can do something. The difference with the body is, when you work on your goof, you can see it. It's nicker. It's, you know, you lift the bit, you go up in the way. It's very, everyone can see it, you can see it, and they're proud of it. But that can be, sometimes can be used as a pesach to teach a person, well, if you did that, there are other things in life, perhaps much more valuable, which you can work at also. Be a mensch. So how are we supposed to teach our children and how are we supposed to teach ourselves? We live in a generation where we are mefunak. We're a bit spoiled. We're in a generation, we all know, our grandparents, the former generations didn't have this affluence that we have today. People today, Baruch Hashem, we have live in a generation of affluence that makes it easier for us. But that's a different test for the chinuch of our children and the chinuch of ourselves. You know, I want to tell you a story. I want to ask you a question. We all know that Baruch Hashem today, kids can come up with an idea, a patent, and then they can make lots of money when they're very young. That's a very interesting thing, right? Today, Baruch Hashem, in America, I'm sure it's happened here, young people become very wealthy. And we don't begrudge anybody wealth. But think about it. What has that done? Yeah, a guy knocked on a computer, he pushed in a couple of buttons, he made a good knia, he bought the stock when it was low. You know, he's a millionaire overnight. Now what? What's Tutman Itzda? What are we doing now? Well, if he has his sight screwed on properly, he may be going to Askanes, he may go into learning, he'll do something with himself. But otherwise, it can be a very frustrated person. He's got everything, and he now has nothing left to live for. Our former generation was a little bit of a dimion that, well, you know, to keep on working, you make it up the corporate ladder, you get your gold watch, and, you know, life was good. That was a bit of a dimion also. But it was work. There was something to live for. We know it's from Jews that the thing to live for is ultimately the Torah. But there's some basic things before that. That if a person doesn't have an access to Torah, he has to have a shleimus in something. So what I'm trying to say is, and what I think we have to start to focus on in the chinuch of our children, is that we have to give them the tools to be satisfied. Satisfaction. Satisfaction comes to work. How do you give somebody satisfaction in something which he doesn't like? Which he's not enjoying. Not so easy. Let's talk at the lower levels. In the chinuch of the grade school and et cetera, when the kids are younger. Child's having a hard time. You have to get him a tutor. He needs individual instruction. He needs somebody sensitive to make him succeed in what he's doing. If he's not successful, he's not going to do it. Now, it's because it's work. And if you know what, you know, I teach Bali Tshuva. You know what it's like to see 22-year-old, you know, breaking his teeth, trying just to read the Hebrew, breaking his teeth on the words, working so hard, and then, you know, he finally works and then he misunderstands. That's frustration. But the same thing is true of the child. If he's going to work day in and day out, he's going to go to school, and he's going to cheder, wherever he goes, and he doesn't understand, for whatever reason, motivational, today everybody's got ADD, Hebrew. I think we're just going to give out ADD pills, okay? Everybody, just have one. It's great. Nobody can pay attention in 1 or 2 seconds. Let's just pack up our bags and forget about everything. That's absurd, right? But that's the belt. So we have to start cueing in on where people are holding today. and giving the kids help when they're young, intervention with the kids who are weaker, the ones who are a little bit more labor addicted, etc., to keep them a sipuk in what they're doing. That's aleph. Sipuk can either come through, again, might see a dying, physical labor, emotional labor, or spiritual labor. When they get older, right? When they get older, and then unfortunately, we have boys and young ladies, unfortunately, who are encountering problems of motivation. So you have to motivate them. Now, how are you going to motivate a person who doesn't want to get up in the morning? You have to figure out what, you have to give them something to get up for. He has to have what to get up for. You have to reinstill in him the ability to succeed. Right? Now that is a little bit more complicated because when somebody's older, when somebody has already gone through a system and has already been, shall we say, you know, he's already been turned off. When he's already, then there's a tarbus rab, the negative elements of our culture, which can interfere with a person's behavior. So then you have a lot of other issues that have to be overcome before you can get down to the bottom of giving a person a sipuk. Right? Of course, if we don't have Torah, we have nothing. I mean, you've heard this from others. It's clear that, you know, our tachlis is that our children should be b'nei Torah, they should be talmid chachamim. But if a child's not going to be the gadol hador, are you giving him the tools at a late, you know, somewhere to be something? Everyone has to be something. We all have to be something. We all have to achieve. But the only way to achieve is to create a work ethic in our children. Now that's not, it's easier said than done. But the way to create the work ethic is through success. Success breeds success. We all know if you do something and you enjoy it and you'll succeed at it, you'll do it again. That's gotta be the modem of our education, to give success to our children, to make them successful in something that can carry them. And when they get older, to reinculcate them the ability to succeed. A lot of kids who come, who have gone turned off from yeshivas, one, they have to be shown that they can succeed in learning, and if they can't succeed, at least they can have a form of success, that there's something they can understand. That they can have a happiness in the base medrash, even though they're not the greatest in the shiur, they're not going to be the Rosh Hashiva. You have to show them that there's other elements of Torah, that everything they're learning is chashuv. This is devoted. It's not something that you can achieve if you don't deal with individuals. That's aleph. And base, when a kid doesn't have the situation, he's an older person, so we have to find other activities. Something to give them a success. You should know there's a thing in America, it's called Camp Extreme. They have this camp, and they go out in the American West, and they do all sorts of what they call extreme things. They go camping and adventuring and all different types of activities, which are very like what they call an out there kind of activities. What's the pshat? To get the kid to restart the engine. He should feel he's alive. He's got camaraderie with his friends. He's achieved something. So he climbed the mountain. Whatever he's doing, he's achieving. By achieving, then you can achieve in other things. That is the way, you know, when a motor goes... When it's very cold, the motor goes dead. Now you all know, in a cold, wintry day, the motor can go dead. What you got to do? You got to jump start it. You jump start it with the cables. You put the electricity in there, then it starts going again. Once it's going, then you can keep it going. So first, sometimes, unfortunately, people who need a jump start, you have to give them that infusion of energy. Those are the ones on the lowest level. But the people, their engines are going, but they're going very slow. We have to give chizuk. Chizuk means to give success, to train people that Amal is the only way. There is nothing else but Amal. There is nothing else but work, but to give them success in their work. If we give them success in our work, then the Bez Hashem will have a feeling of sipuk. And my dear friends, that sipuk can carry them in. We all know we have to have sipuk in something. And the trick in education is to find, when you're dealing with students and dealing with yourselves, what is it that I do that I can achieve in? And then to push along that direction again in the context of Torah and Mitzvah. So, bench us all, Bez Hashem, we shall see out the Shema for ourselves and for our kinder, and it's Mechazik Zion, and Bez Hashem, we shall be Zachary Gulashnaim, and be Hera, be Amen. Amen.